Father, we thank you for this moment, very beautiful moment we have to listen to your word. Thank you for bringing us in your presence. Give us your bread. Don't let us go back home hungry. Share your word to us this time. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each of us. Amen. We are reading together the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 52, verse 7. We will also read Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. Let us start with Isaiah. Isaiah 52, 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Amen. Romans 10, verse 14 and 15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Amen. Yes, the theme of today is a question which is asked to each of us, and we are going to respond to it. We have only 20 minutes to respond to the question. When exactly are the feet of the preacher of the gospel said to be beautiful? When are said to be beautiful the feet of those who preach the gospel? I believe each of here is a preacher of the gospel. Then if we are preachers of the gospel, the Bible says that our feet are beautiful. You can look at your feet and find out whether your feet are beautiful today. We are going to discover together the meaning of this question. When exactly is it said that our feet are beautiful? These two verses from Isaiah and Romans are very known verses, and they give us an image of messenger called, in other versions, runner. Runner were sent by armies and government officials as messenger to bring the new, especially from the front line, to the city. These people were sent to tell to those who stayed in the city what is going on at the front. When we read the Bible, you can find many, a long list of runners in the Bible, and I'm going just to share some of them. When you read Job chapter 1, starting by verse 13 and following, you find a number of runners who are coming from one side and coming to Job to tell him, unfortunately, bad news. You'll find these runners telling him, your children have been killed. Your servant have been killed. Your camels are looted, taken away. I'm the only one who escaped.
And I came to tell you the new. That is a messenger. That is a runner who is coming to tell the new. You may also find people like that when you read 2 Samuel chapter 11. And that is a runner which is sent by Joab. Joab is sending a runner to King David and say, go and tell him that Uriah is dead. That was good news for David, but it was not good because you know the story that David was condemned for that. That is a runner. But also if you read in the same book of 2 Samuel, chapter 18, and you take verse 19, you will find another story of the death of Absalom. Absalom is dead. And then one person called Ahimaaz wants to go and tell the story to the king David. I want to go and tell the story to David. But the commander, Joab, said, no, I will not send you today. You are not the man to carry news this day. Why? Because not only Absalom is dead, but the son of the king is dead. So I will send you another day, not today. The request of Ahimaaz is refused. For Ahimaaz telling the king David that Absalom is dead was good news. But for Joab, it was not good news. But because Absalom is also the son of the king. So one side it was good news, but it was tainted by bad news. So he said, I'm not going to send you today. I will send another person. And you know the story that the person who went to tell the story was killed because he brought not good news. He brought bad news that the son of the king is dead. So today, try to look at yourself. When you go and tell the news, ask yourself, when I tell the news, am I telling good news? Let us come back now to our text. The exclamation of Isaiah. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Isaiah the prophet has good dreams. He transports himself in the future and he tries to see and think about someone who will come to proclaim to Judah good news. So he sees him in the future. He has good dreams and he says, how beautiful is that runner who will come going down mountains, coming with good news. The feet of the messenger who is bringing good news are beautiful. The news is good. The person is good. The person is beautiful. His feet are also beautiful. When the news are good, the messenger is also good. But sometimes you may be carrying good news, but having, according to what we read in the Bible, having bad smell for one and good smell for others. We find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, and I'm going to read it in two versions. The first version is New Living Translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being served, we are life-living perfume. That is New Living Translation. I'm reading the same verse in the New Century Version. To those who are lost, we are the smell of death that brings death. But to those who are being served, we are the smell of life that brings life. So you may be carrying good news, but listeners will be divided into two groups. Those who have bad smell and those who have good smell. So then when exactly our feet are beautiful? Isaiah 52 verse 7 is clear that the people in Jerusalem, this Jerusalem which is in ruin indeed, but these people in Jerusalem are joyful because they are welcoming exiles, people who are returning from exile. So they are joyful, and this is good news for them. And the one who is coming to tell to people in Jerusalem how they are delivered is bringing good news. So he is beautiful. Three elements will help us to know when our message is beautiful. The first is the message of salvation. The second is the message of the kingdom of God, the reigns of God. And the third is the message which brings peace. Let us talk about the first message according to what is written in Isaiah 52. Salvation. We announce salvation. We announce deliverance from bondage. We announce deliverance from sin. And that is the message of the church today. Our message is salvation. People are living in slavery of sin. So when we talk to them, we must bring the message of salvation. Remember what is written in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. You will call him Jesus because he is the one who will save his people from sins. So our message is a message of salvation, bringing people from this slavery of Babylon, of sin, and calling them for salvation. Today we need that message, that integral and holistic message which brings people out of the slavery of sin, out of poverty, out of ethnic violence, out of any kind of problems, epidemics and pandemics, materialism. We need that message of salvation. And that is what the Lord our Jesus was preaching, calling people to repent so that they may be saved from the bondage of sin. And that is good news. So all person who preach salvation, that person is beautiful. And his feet are also beautiful because the message is good. That is the first element. The second, we preach the reigns of God, the kingdom of God, the power of God. We cannot be saved by our own power. We are saved because someone delivered us from the bondage of sin. So being delivered is a sign of the power of God over all nations, over Babylon, all kind of enemies. So when these people are coming from Babylon, that is a sign that the kingdom of God is acting because they are delivered. God is reigning in Jerusalem. God is reigning over all the enemies of his people. We have no enemy who can stand before the power of God. There is no sin which can stand before the power of God. So we are delivered by the power of God. And we come and stay in the kingdom of our Lord. So that is the message we announce. We announce the message of the power of God, of the kingdom of God. And even our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching the same message. He was saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. So when you come and preach the same message, you are a beautiful messenger and your feet are beautiful. If you do not preach the kingdom of God, you are not a good messenger and your feet are not beautiful. That is the second element. The third element is the result of preaching salvation and preaching the kingdom of God. The result of that message is peace. When people are saved and when people live in the kingdom of God, the result is peace. You cannot be delivered and say, we have not peace. You cannot be saved by, and you have no peace in your heart. This is not possible. If you are saved, then you have peace. Salvation brings peace. Peace with God, peace with neighbors, peace with ourselves. So all who are saved have peace in their heart. You remember that Jesus Christ, our Savior, preached the same thing. When we read in John chapter 20, verse 19, we read that on Sunday. If of goodness be with you. So if we are preacher of good news, then we preach peace. So look at your message. All those who are preaching good news, they preach salvation, they preach the kingdom of God, and they preach that Jesus Christ brings peace. And because of that, they are beautiful messengers, and their feet are also beautiful. So, beautiful messenger, beautiful feet, and that is the message of today. But don't forget the verse of 2 Corinthians. Remember that verse, that we may be carrying good news. But for those who are being lost, it may have bad smell. Bad smell because they perish. It brings death. While for those who are being served, it is a fragrance of life. So don't be discouraged on the field. When people will react, you will find those two kind of people. Those who find bad smell in your message and those who find good perfume. Remember Luke chapter 2, verse 10. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, we read that the angel brought good news to shepherd. And the good news was this: Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For all the people. But now what happened? For shepherd, that was good news. But for Herod, that was bad smell. And because of that, even innocent children were killed. So you will find those two kind of people. The message is good. The angel says, that is good news. That will bring joy for all people. But for Herod, that is bad smell. So be away when you go on the field and you preach the gospel. Brothers and sisters, coming back to the verse of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. This is something which is coming from the Apostle Paul, and it is another criterion of beautiful feet. And it is said, wear shoes of readiness on your feet. That is also another criterion. The readiness of our feet to go and preach good news. Good news of peace. When you read the Bible in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 16, you find that some feet may be ready, but for evil. Feet which are fast for shedding blood. We have also those kind of feet in the world, which are ready, but for evil things, for shedding blood. So what Paul is asking is readiness of our feet to go and announce the gospel. I hope, brothers and sisters, that you are ready. This is good news. Good news of salvation, good news of the kingdom of God, good news of peace, which is looking for your feet. The feet which are ready, the feet which are beautiful to go and preach the gospel. We are about 100 here, and Jesus today is looking for 200 feet to go. Feet which are ready to go. The Lord is looking for the readiness of our feet. The readiness of all who can be ready to go and preach the gospel. So pastors, ushers, elders, children, young people, members of the choir, the Lord is looking for your feet. Ready feet. To go and preach. Beautiful feet to go and preach. I want to remind you what the preacher said last Sunday. He said this, our mission is where our feet are. Do you remember that? Our mission is where our feet are. The Lord is not looking for every kind of feet. He is looking for beautiful feet. Feet which can go and preach good news, not bad. News of salvation, news of the kingdom of God, news of peace. I hope your feet are ready, and I wish you beautiful feet. And I think today and tomorrow and this year, we will have beautiful feet, feet which are ready to go and preach the gospel. So that people everywhere we have our feet, members of our family, co-workers, Congolese, Rwandese, Africans, and everywhere in the world may see our feet and conclude that we have beautiful feet. Amen.